WCBS News Time, 12:50. Well, the founder and CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs, we've been talking about this all day long. He says he's taking a medical leave of absence so he can focus on his health. He made that announcement today in a note to employees. The pancreatic cancer survivor went on medical leave before from January through June of 2009. Joining us live to chat about this, CBS News and CNET technology analyst Larry Magid. So, Larry, what do we actually know about the state of Steve Jobs' health?
Well, as you mentioned, he did have a liver transplant last year, I guess in 2009. He is a survivor of pancreatic cancer. Last time I saw him, he looked very thin, but he looked healthy and energetic. That's certainly been the way I've noticed him over the last couple of years, and I think I saw him just a few months ago. So what we do know is that he's taking a leave. We don't know why. Apple tends to be tight-lipped about the details. But obviously it's a concern considering what he's been through over the last few years with his pancreatic cancer and his liver transplant.
Will this affect the stock price?
Apparently it already has in Europe. I'm told that the German market went down about 7.7% as of early this morning. I haven't checked it lately. So it's hard to say what will happen tomorrow. I don't know if it's a coincidence that they announced this on a market holiday or not, but it certainly is, I guess, a good thing that the market won't be reacting immediately here in the U.S.
Now, what do you know about Tim Cook? He is the guy who is going to be in charge of the day-to-day operations. Do you think that he could transform himself into stepping into Jobs' shoes?
Well, he can certainly do the job. He did during Steve Jobs' last leave of absence. He is the chief operating officer, and apparently he does run things on a day-to-day level. Jobs is more of the leader, the visionary of the company. From a product perspective, it's hard to imagine replacing Steve Jobs because he's such a perfectionist. He has such a sense of aesthetics. He's really a genius when it comes to creating beautiful products. But I'm sure Cook will do a good job running the company. But there literally is no replacing Steve Jobs.
Yes, but a company as large as Apple, it's got to be more than just one guy, no?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole management team in place.
I
think the company is going to do fine as a company. It's really the vision, the design, keeping the engineers motivated. That's what Jobs is so good about. And also being such a great salesperson. He is such a good promoter of the products.
That's certainly true. Well, you know, we were talking today about this new newspaper, The Daily, which is going to be on the iPad. It's been delayed. We hear maybe subscription problems, maybe something else. Could that have something to do with Jobs stepping down at this time?
Well, I think that perhaps the delay, there was supposed to be a press conference on Wednesday, and Jobs and Rupert Murdoch from News Corp was expected to attend. It could be that that's the reason they're postponing the announcement, but I've also heard there are some problems with the billing system, things of that nature. But, you know, Jobs also, of course, didn't show up at the Verizon iPhone announcement last week, as was expected by some people in the media. So him being out of pocket is definitely going to have a crimp on Apple's public events.
Well, thank you so much for joining us live. We always appreciate it. That's CBS News and CTech technology analyst Larry Magid joining us live.